time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. I was laughing at Russ. He's over here fumbling around. I don't know what he's nervous. He needs some coffee. But the current temperature is 86 degrees. Heat index is 86. Dew point is 62. Humidity is 45. The winds are a little higher than yesterday out of the south at 17 miles an hour. With the wind gust up to 23 miles an hour. Currently in Hollis, it's 88. Mangum is 84. Hobart's 87. Cheyenne is a whopping 83 degrees. They're the cool people right now, if you call 83 cool. Bessie's 85. We got all kinds of... Woodward's 87 degrees. So anyway, not quite as nice as yesterday, but got a couple things to go over with you real quick that I got an update from our OSU Extension office in Beckham and Ouachita counties. Next Thursday, September 23rd at the WTC, WTC, that's the Western Technology Center over here across by the park, by the Old Town Museum. We'll be having the early season wheat management meeting. One CEV credit will be offered, and it's only open to Beckham and Ouachita counties. Call the extension office there in Sayre to RSVP to guarantee your meal, because it sounds like there's going to be a meal there. Next Friday, September 24th, there will be a peanut blasting meeting at the Beckham County Fairgrounds from 9:30 to 12 o'clock. So, anyway, we'll find out where we're at when digging and everything's going to start with peanuts. Can't wait. I'm going to help Mr. Gary Ripto down there, South Carter. I'm going to help him again this year. Yesterday, I discussed buying some local beef from local producers and having it processed local. Well, I had a text come in stating something that I didn't even think about. So this is a FYI for you. So by buying beef from a local producer, you save 10 cents on the dollar on sales tax by buying it direct from the farmer and rancher himself. That doesn't sound like much, but on a $2,000 half beef or however much that'll get you, that's a couple hundred bucks. So you can buy some pellets for your charcoal grill or for your pellet grill or charcoal. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, that's a really good point, saving sales tax on that. And also, we were talking yesterday on greenhouse emissions and pollution and all that stuff, and I got a text in from a person on the KECO Ag text line. And if you got anything you want to talk about or make a statement or say, it's 225-580-225-9697 is our KECO Ag text line. And this came in after the show yesterday, and I thought it was interesting. It says, agriculture production accounts for 14% of the pollution created, but it also accounts for 100% of the food created. So not a bad exchange for 14% pollution and 100% of the food produced. So there you have it. And so I thought that was a couple of good texts that came in. The new Penny News is out, and it's got some good stuff in it. Anybody interested in a horse sale, Tulsa horse sale is going to be at the Tulsa Stockyards October 7th, Thursday. The first sale is October 7th on Thursday. Remaining dates are November 4th and December 2nd. So, if you're interested. Also, the Elk City Fall Festival is this weekend, Russ. Are you going?
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be at the convention center from 10 a.m. Saturday till 6 p.m. and Sunday from 12 to 5. Looks like there's going to be arts and crafts, photography, pottery, jewelry, area high school art be exhibited there. So sounds like a good time, and fall will be upon us next week. I'm my neck's already swelling, dude. Archery season's October 1st. I can't wait. But right there in the far left-hand corner of page 2, the North Fork Quail Forever, we're going to have our 7th annual banquet and auction. And Russ is in the studio with me today in the ag room, and Mr. Russ Rundle is, and we're going to be talking about that right after our first break. So you don't want to miss that, because he's got all kinds of interesting stuff to talk about of what's happened this year, what's happening at the banquet, and I know he's been out training bird dogs. I want to see how that's going. I heard through the grapevine he actually sent one off to get trained, so I'm going to catch up on that news. And then if you open it on up to page 4 and page 5 of the New Penny News, there we got it. Today in Ag, Jerry Nine's in there, the Woodward Livestock Report, the Hobart Stockyards Report, the Elk City Livestock Auction Report, the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Report, and all the sponsors of the show are in there with their stuff. And then there's the Jimmy Tip of the Week. Russ, I want you to pay attention to this Jimmy Tip of the Week.
I'm listening.
Do not use pour-on ivermectin to treat COVID. That's what I've found out on some of the poison controls, where people had come into the poison control centers for supposedly poison from ivermectin, and it was because they were taking the pour-on. And I'm pretty sure there's some diesel and kerosene and stuff to penetrate the hide of cattle and horses and goats and sheep and stuff. So that's my Jimmy Tip of the Week. Do not use pour-on ivermectin to treat COVID. So anyway, you're listening to Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO, and we're going to talk quail, banquets, sponsors, money when we come back. So
we raise registered Red Angus. We sell bulls, heifers, seed stock quality type. Red Angus offer superior marbling. Docility is probably the biggest selling point for Red Angus. The maternal traits and some heat tolerance. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
We learned in grade school 1 plus 1 equals 2 and 2 plus 2 equals 4. So what does quality feed equal? Results you can be proud of. It's simple math with a little common sense. Barnes Feed Service in Hobart, Oklahoma has done the math and mixed years of common sense into their feeds so you'll get the results you deserve. And remember, their name ends with service, something they take pride in every day. See their ads in the Penny News and check them out on Facebook. Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale at Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Register at lmaauction.com or download the LMA Ringside app. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and we do appreciate it.
We truly are a family at First National Bank. When you have a family member that's sick, everyone knows. When something's happened within your family, when you have celebrations, we truly are a family at First National Bank and Trust. We're very proud of the institution that we work for. We're very proud of each other. It is like a family. We call it our bank family. I'm Tammy DeGarmo, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
All right, welcome back to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO, 86 degrees, heat index is 87, winds are south 70 miles an hour with gusts up to 23 miles an hour. And our weather this hour is always brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden Center from Hobart, Oklahoma, Kiowa County down there. Speaking of that, I'm going to throw somebody from Kiowa County under the bus. Mr. Barnes down there at Barnes Feed Service. I need him to come on the show, and he said he's not ready. You need to come on the show because I need to brag on your feed on feeding my calves out that one go around 65% on the hoof, and then we hit 63% on the box after cut the process to beef up. That's pretty good. We got 1,300-1,400 pound steer, got 65% of that on the hoof. And the beef was good. The gristle was good. His starter and finish feed was really good. And I want him to come on and talk about producers and packers also. He's a pretty knowledgeable man. But in the house today, in the ag room, I got Mr. Russ Rundle. He is a former basketball coach up here at Merritt. And he is the present president of the North Fork Quail Forever, and every year there's a banquet. Last Thursday of September, it's always a fun time. It's a good time. Russ, are you ready for the banquet?
I'm ready for it, Jimmy.
How'd the year go with the North Fork Quail Forever chapter?
We really had a good year, you know, in spite of the COVID and the restrictions and the different problems that everyone has faced with the COVID. We held a golf tournament at Sayre and had a full tournament. We had people waiting in line trying to get in, and by all accounts, it was a great tournament, especially for our first one. And we're excited about the future of that, and it's a great fundraiser for Quail Forever.
Yeah, and that money, a lot of that money at the golf tournament went to some projects going on with the wildlife department, with the supplying them seed for their food plots for some of the management.
We bought brown millet seed for the pack saddle for Marcus Thibodeau, the biologist up at Pack Saddle. He used it on Pack Saddle, Ellis, and then he also shared some with Black Kettle. So
On
the federal part. So some of the best public land hunting for quail in the nation is easy access for anybody here in this area.
Yeah, and what a perfect year to plant. Yeah. What a perfect year to plant brown millet. If you guys, the brown millet's a little different than the pearl millet and the yellow millet and all that stuff, but a brown millet is not only good for quail, it's good for all wildlife, but it is like candy for quail.
They love it. And, of course, Marcus sent us some pictures from earlier in the summer, and, oh, gosh, that stuff's going crazy. So we're expecting a big crop of brown millet, and hopefully that'll help some of our quail. We think we have a decent year for quail, and we feel like we're getting a lot of reports just in the last couple of weeks of people seeing a lot of little ones and several clutches of young quail. So we're cautiously optimistic about our quail year this year.
Yeah, I've been talking to some people, and kind of what I compare it to is when we come back in 2015, when we come out of that severe drought. You know, 2015, you and I both went quail hunting quite a bit. It was a good year, but that following year was awesome.
Right, and 14, a lot of people, it was kind of a hidden year, but it was a pretty good year. I keep a journal and keep records of the quail I see and different things and the harvest. And 14 was probably a little better than people realize, and it just led into the 15-16 year, and hopefully
nobody had any bird dogs.
That's probably true.
That drought started, I'm going to just... Oh, I really think it started in 2010.
Yes.
And, but there's, You know, by 2013 and 14, everybody got rid of their bird dogs and just plumb gave up on quail hunting.
I think that's true. And, you know, I'm just hard-headed enough just to keep my bird dogs. I kind of like them, so I keep a few around all the time, and I was fortunate to have some then.
Speaking of bird dogs, tell everybody about the one you got off training. What's his name?
Flash.
Flash,
my
yeah.
My grandson named him, and he kind of likes Flash, so Flash it is.
What was your reasoning for sending this dog off?
I have a friend that's a really – I think he's an exceptional trainer up at near Dodge City, Aaron Ferguson, and I'd talked to him several times, and I finally just bit the bullet and sent one to him, and the results have been really positive so far, so I'm going to go up there and kind of see some things, and I also wanted to steal some ideas from him, too.
Yeah, that's where I'm going with this, because you're a pretty good trainer. I hunt it with you a lot, and your dogs are great, and I just get annoyed by you going out there petting their tail while they're on point, and I'm wanting to shoot quail, but he wants to make sure that tail is sticking up just perfectly before any flush happens, and I'm over here chomping at the bit, throwing stuff at this dog's trying to get him to flush, and they won't do it.
I kind of like for him to look pretty, and I like to take pictures. Sometimes I like to take pictures more than I like to shoot. So.
Yeah, last year you and I went to Kansas, and he was over there. We hadn't seen very many birds, and we finally found one. And what do you want to do? Take pictures. So, anyway, but it was pretty fun. So, I think you just sent that dog off to see if he is as good a trainer as you think you are.
Well, I know he's a lot better than I am, so I may send some with him in the future because he's had some amazing results.
And then his sister. What's a little...
Dawn?
Dawn, yeah.
Yes.
You got her?
I have her, and I've been working with her, and then I've actually got three young pups, or young dogs this year. Two of them are 1 year old, and then one is about 12 weeks.
Okay.
So they kind of keep me outdoors and in a position where I can go see if there's any birds or not, and I'm seeing a few right now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I've been seeing some birds, and I actually heard some behind the house day before yesterday. That's the first time I've heard any in over a year behind my house, and I live right there on the riverbank.
Right.
But I've seen some down in there. You know, last year, never seen any during hunting season or the first part of hunting season, and I was coming back across the river in the Ranger, and it was 35 full-grown ones come up off the river. I thought, where the heck are you guys been? But I left them alone. But after the golf, but even while the golf tournament, before the golf tournament, you guys had the 21-gun salute raffle.
Right, we had the 21-gun salute raffle where we actually give away 21 guns on the 4th of July. And the money that we make off that fundraiser goes to all the shooting teams in this area. Some of the shooting teams are Hammond, Cheyenne, Elk City, Sarah, and Merritt. And if people haven't kept up with those shooting teams, they're world class. They're some of the best in the nation. Those kids travel all over, and the results are amazing. We have a couple right now that have college scholarships from their trap shooting. We've got others that had great success, and I think the Merritt team the last couple of years won state and got runner-up in state, and I know several of the other teams have had kids that did very well at state. So, you know, those teams have been very successful, and we're talking about over 100 kids between all those schools, so we're getting a lot of kids out with shotguns, learning how to shoot them correctly, and I sure wouldn't want to have a contest with any of them because they're all better than I am.
Yeah, because we got some from Sayre,
yes.
Merritt, and Elk City, and a lot of individual, not only team, but individuals.
Yes.
Bregan Barnett and Mason Tucker and Mr. Hightower. Plus, there's some more. I can't name them all, and I'm sorry. Yep.
Clayton McGee
has
a scholarship right now, and I talked to his dad the other day, and they fully expect him to make the team on a very competitive national team in college.
And he's going to college in Missouri, if I remember right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to college there. And Barnett girl, she's down at Western Oklahoma at Altus. Yep. And Jeremy Pence from down in that direction, he's their coach, I believe. And he's, yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. Well, can you hang on just for a minute?
Sure, Russ, would love to, Jimmy.
I got to, I'm going to pay some bills. and then we get to talk about the banquet and some other stuff that's coming up. So you guys hang tight. I'll be back with Russ Rundle. He's in the house talking about Quail Forever and what's happening with everything around here with their Quail and Pheasant Forever deal. So it's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, September 13th. 1,371 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 378 brought 196. 21 at 609 brought 158.50. 10 at 679 brought 148. 120 at 863 brought 144. 6 at 1109 brought 115. 14 head of heifers at 438 brought 150. 41 at 630 brought 136.50. 9 at 682 brought 119.50. 3 at 785 brought 126. 3 at 940 brought 110. Butcher cows were 19 to 74. Bred cows 800 to 1100. Butcher bulls brought 65 to 95. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, I-40, exit 71 in Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Welcome back. Mr. Russ Rundle is in the ag room today with me, and we're talking about quail, wildlife management, shooting teams, the whole nine yards. So according to the Penny News, it's coming up pretty quick.
It is, Jimmy. It's coming up Thursday, September 30th, which is about 2 weeks from today, approximately.
Yeah, approximately.
At 6 p.m. at the Elks Lodge in Elk City. You can buy tickets and get information on the North Fork Quail Forever Facebook page. Yep. Or in the Penny News. And on the Facebook page, just click on that link, and you can do everything right there off the Facebook page link. And the other place that you can find out information is go to the second page of the Penny News. There's a QR code down the bottom corner. You'll scan that. It'll pull up the ticket sales, and you can actually buy the tickets right there off that QR code. So those are two places. I would suggest everybody get their tickets early because the last 4 years we've sold out. They're allowing us 180 tickets. The fire marshal has set the limits at 180. Isn't that correct, Jimmy?
Yep.
So I would suggest everybody get their tickets early if they can because we've sold out the last 4 years.
And in the last 2 years, we turn people away at the door.
Yes, and it's
I hate to, but we have to.
We don't like it, but that's the rules, so we'll play by them.
And you can also just Google Quail Forever. .org and go on there, and there's a little box in there that says events, and just hit events and put the zip code 73644 in there, and it'll bring you right up to that North Fork. You click on there, you can buy all your tickets. We're looking at, you looking for sponsors still?
We are still looking for sponsors, and it's got all the information for sponsorships right on that page that you pull up either at Penny News on the QR code or Quail Forever or the the quailforever.org page, all of them have the information for the sponsorships. And we would love to have anybody that wants a sponsor. We just don't have enough people to go knock on everybody's door, but we would love to have more sponsors.
And got great sponsors already this year. Rattle some of them off.
We have Bradley Britton Farms.
Yep.
We have Lubra Flange. We've got Otis Crane, Otis Frazier, and Heath Frazier.
Yep.
I believe Brandon Culver is going to do a sponsorship with us.
Oh, good. Culver Electric.
Culver Electric.
Ryan Wimberly.
Yes.
Wimberly Farms.
Right. Am I missing anybody that you can think of?
KECO.
KECO. I thought I had somebody else on the hook. I just couldn't remember who it was.
Yeah, no, Blake.
And Blake may come hunt me down here in a minute.
Yeah, luckily, maybe he's on the road. He's probably tired from delivering penny news yesterday.
I'll have to take him on a quail hunt to make up for it, won't I?
Blake's been our number one, or He's been not necessarily number one because we got a lot of good sponsors, but he's been with us since day one.
7 years, yes.
Yeah, he's been with us every banquet. And this year at the banquet, we're still going to have a great ribeye dinner.
And our gifts, our prizes and gifts this year and drawings and live auction is better than it's ever been. I think we've got better guns. We've got more and more gifts. We have a kid's game where a kid can actually win a shotgun.
Yep.
The package that Quail Forever's put out includes a CZ 12-gauge semi-automatic that's really a nice gun, a hunting blind, camp chef with a 10-inch skillet, Leopold Minox, Yeti cooler, Filson duffel bag. I mean, it's... We really have some good prizes this year, don't we?
Don't forget the Bird Dog Whiskey.
Bird Dog Whiskey. That's not a prize, Jimmy, I'm telling you.
So for you guys that's never come to the banquet, we auction off 5 bottles of Bird Dog Whiskey. And I don't know if any of you guys have ever had it, but it's not top shelf.
No, but the prize you could win for one of those is top shelf. What kind of shotgun is it?
It's that Weatherby.
Yes,
yeah.
It's really a nice gun. So.
It's a Weatherby shotgun, and there's so the Bird Dog Whiskey, we auction it off live, and the first year we did this, I think this is bringing $150, $200 a bottle, and I hope they're listening because I love to tell this story about Jimmy and Tracy Taylor. They come to the banquet 1 year, and these bottles were bringing $500, $600, $700, $800 for one bottle because you got one shot at this gun. And Tracy Taylor asked, I think it was Carl Kievers, "Is that whiskey that really that good?" So anyway, it was a funny story. I'm just making fun of you, Tracy. Don't worry. I'll let you borrow my skid loader sometime. But so we raise money with that. And money's very important at the banquet because that's what funds us for the rest of the year. And all that money, what does it do, Russ?
It, of course, it, like we said earlier, it helps with the buying brown millet and seed for the biologists locally. We bought a flare gun that our biologist uses to set fires to do controlled burns, which is very important in quail habitat. We bought ammo for the game rangers for their qualification rounds. The kids shooting teams, over the last 7 years, we've raised over $50,000, and every bit of that goes locally. And I forget to tell this a lot of times, Jimmy, but that's a unique thing about Quail Forever as far as conservation groups. There's a lot of good conservation groups, but Quail Forever is the only one that all of our money stays local. And I think that's pretty unique. And everybody that comes to that banquet, they know that money that they're donating or spending at that banquet is going to come back around locally. It's not going out to South Carolina or other places.
Texas or Canada, it says right here.
Yeah.
The only thing that leaves is the membership money.
Membership money's it. And then after that, every penny stays here. And that's pretty unique as far as conservation groups go.
Right.
And all of them are good. I'm not knocking any of them. We work hand in hand with all of them, but we do think we have a unique product with Quail Forever.
Yep. And then, well, at the banquet, there's a ribeye dinner, and I think it's, was it $25? And then the membership, it's $50 for a membership and a dinner, or $75 for a couple. And it's, hey, it's a cheap date. Bring your, we have lots of, Tori Britt. This is her favorite event of the year. Bradley's wife. It's her favorite event. I mean, she'll bid on nothing. So
it really is a fun event, and
kids.
We welcome kids and families, and we've tried to, you know, with the kid game over there. It's really a neat deal that a kid can win a shotgun, and so we're excited about it and hope some people sign up and go to it, because everybody that's gone to it the last few years just loves it.
Yeah, it's a fun time, and it's at the Elks Lodge. And like I said, if for anything, even if you don't want to spend any money at the banquet with the games and the raffles and the live auction, the meal itself is worth going to the banquet for. I mean, it's cooked right there. It's not brought into the ice chest. We got baked potato, ribeyes, one vegetable, salad, drink, and there's all kinds of drinks available. So, but the money raised there is very important to supporting our goals here with conservation and kids, the shooting teams, because the kids are our future hunters, I think.
That's true. And you know, one thing that we haven't mentioned that Jimmy's done, and I this is Jimmy's brainstorm, and I was kind of set back and watched it, and I think it's a great idea. But and we've actually got some other QF programs around the state that are copying it. But Jimmy went to some of the county commissioners locally and said, hey, would you hold off on your roadside mowing and in the ditch, bar ditches? And they said, sure, we'll do it, except where it's a safety issue. And so we have several of the bar ditches that they held off mowing until late August, or some of them are just now starting to mow them. And if people don't understand, those bar ditches are super highways for the quail to travel.
Super quail highways, what I named them.
So yeah. That's one of the things that Jimmy came up with, and I give him full credit for it, and it was a great idea. And I think some of the other Quail Forever chapters across the state are copying it, and I think it's a great deal.
Well, you think about it. Well, one district in Greer County alone is almost 400 miles. And you take 400 miles and say they have to mow 100 of those 400 miles. And you take 300 miles times 15 foot on each side. And that's a lot of acreage. And, you know, with the sometimes with the overgrazing or some they've changed some habitat on the other side of the fence line, them right-of-ways are the only habitat them quail got to travel from one field to the next. So that was my thinking on that. And I got a deal at home on paper. I didn't bring it with me today, but it's thousands of acres in our four counties of habitat from not mowing. Now, I did funny story from one of the guys over at the Sarah District. He I seen him week before last. He said, we're being yelled at from not mowing. And I said, wait a minute, this is the end of August. I told you guys July 15th. So but them county commissioners ought to be coming to the banquets and spending some of the money they saved on fuel.
That's a good idea, Jimmy.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Well, Russ, are you looking forward to the banquet?
I am. I'm we're having a planning meeting in a few days, and it's kind of the final show before we put on the banquet, and we're pretty excited about it, and we have a pretty good team together to
Yeah, we got a great team. Kobe Roberts, you, me.
Rusty Wilson. Greg Puckett.
Greg Puckett, Keith and Kathy.
Smith.
And our woman in the outdoors, Miss Kelly Ripetoe.
And we're bringing a new one on board with Brian Taylor. And
oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Him. Yeah. So anyway, it'll be fun. So like I said, if you guys tell everybody one more time how they can buy tickets, and you need to buy them in advance because they're going to sell out.
Jimmy and I can't sell them to you, so you will have to do one of these three things. You'll have to get on North Fork Quail Forever Facebook page, click on the link, and it gives all the information to buy the ticket there. You can also get in the Penny News on the second page and scan that QR code. It'll bring up the ticket sales. You can buy them there, or you can go to quailforever.org and go to events. Pull up North Fork Quail Forever event and buy them right there. So yeah, those are the three ways you can buy the
and
tickets.
It is under the 7th annual banquet. And so sometimes I've seen that they haven't deleted last year. So we'll be good. Well, Russ, thank you $1 million for coming by. And
appreciate you having us. And Jimmy, we appreciate what you've done for Quail Forever.
Oh, I'm big on my boss here, Mr. Brewer, that you didn't mention a while ago. he's all about the wildlife, and you know, wildlife's an important part of the ag, and it's very important for ag because conservation's we got a lot of good farmers and ranchers out there that are very good in conservation.
We really do. And sometime when we need to get some Quail Forever guys on here from the headquarters to explain the programs that the farmers can use from Quail Forever, because we have some really good programs.
I got one coming next Friday.
Perfect.
From Steelwater.
Perfect.
And so, but anyway, so, well, I'll be right back to finish up the show right after this. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
From sunup till sundown, we know your irrigation equipment needs to be as hardworking as you, because we all know a farmer's job is never done. Valley is your strength in the field. We're the everyman brand. No matter your operational setup, we have the irrigation equipment and technology to move you forward. Valley products are built to last, easy to operate, and ahead of the curve. Durable, reliable, and built tough. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at knutsonirrigation.com.
It's so convenient for farmers and ranchers to get what you need in one place. The Wheeler General Store is the do-it-best hardware store that carries vet supplies to doctor your animals, high-pro feed, also master hand milling and smart lick tubs. Delivery is available if you need it. And at Wheeler Ag, right there on site, they've got dry fertilizer application with blending capabilities. Wheeler General Store and Wheeler Ag on Highway 152, a mile east of the four-way stop in Wheeler, Texas.
You can also find the Wheeler General Store on Facebook and Instagram.
This hour's weather is brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Complete nutrition for every animal. That's what you'll find at High Pro Feeds. At High Pro, their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the most out of every animal. Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma is your local High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Check them out on Facebook and online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
All right. Well, beef, that's what's for dinner. We got the forecast, long ranger forecast from Hobart, that's sponsored by Hobart Farm and Garden there in Hobart, Oklahoma, Kiowa County, right there on the west side of town, east side of town, headed out towards Western Equipment over there. And maybe you'll run by there on your way to Barnes Feed Service to see old George to talk about getting him on the show for me. Sorry, George, I'm picking on you today. You know I love you. So the Long Ranger forecast is right now it's 87 degrees. Wind south-southwest, 16 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. High today is going to be 91. Tomorrow, 93. With tomorrow night, there's a 20% chance of rain. And Saturday, a high 92. And Sunday, 93. Monday, 95. Well, summer's not going away too fast. It's towards the end of September already, and we're still in the 90s. I think we needed some extra heat this year because the cotton was a little late getting planted and coming up, and Blooms are coming. I think they're a little bit more on track. Peanut harvest is looks like it's on track. Talking to some of the guys in Beckham County that have peanuts, peanuts look really good this year. There's a few small fields that not so bueno, but the for overall part, there was peanuts are looking good. And like I said earlier in the show, I can't wait for peanut harvest. It's I love helping Gary Ripito down there dig and thrash peanuts and helping Chad and them other guys don't like me helping them. I don't know why. Bandy and Brian Silk, maybe I know too much about peanuts, but I don't know too much about peanuts. I had to ask what blasting was a while ago from the local county extension officer, Zach Henderson. I said, what is blasting? He said, they told me what that was. But anyway, RH from down Delhi just texted me in that cotton is 2 weeks early this year. So I thought it was late, according to one of our other expert cotton farmers last week. So I get difference of opinion. That's a good thing about farmers. None of them think alike, but that's pretty good. But yeah, there's 20% chance of rain. I know there's people out there pounding away at getting some wheat sowed and stuff, and it is time of the year for early pasture. You know, it is the 16th of September, but be careful out there, because on my way to work today I seen an alfalfa field over by my house, and I seen lots of yellow moths flying around. So you know what that means? Laying some new army worms, some new babies out there. RH from down there at Delhi meant to say that it's 2 weeks earlier than last year, so that doesn't mean that it's not late, according to the expert cotton farmer Spencer I talked to last week. But you guys be careful with those army worms, and I'm not kidding you. Check with your local suppliers to make sure that you can get some spray to kill those army worms, because this article that I come across today that I'm going to read to you guys, I hope you don't think I'm over preaching on the army worms, but man, it's bad. This is one of the worst years ever on record for army worms, from Canada to South Texas, from the Mississippi clear out here into the Panhandle, Texas. Fields were wiped out in matters of hours, pests marching from grasses into farm fields and pastures. It's an army worm infestation so intense, the pest problem is unlike any farmers have ever seen. The late season pests, known as the fall army worms, are tearing it up in the Arkansas fields today. Ohio farmers are battling the pest starting in August, with the pest marching fiercely through fields, causing widespread damage. Curtis Young, a agriculture extension educator from Van Wert, Ohio, says the pest has blanketed the whole entire state of Ohio by the end of August and September. And there's a lot of them out here in western Oklahoma and out there with our friends in eastern panhandle of Texas. Arkansas just happened to have a huge emerge of an adults when a weather front come through and sucked them up into the jet stream and deposit them here in the northern states. That's crazy. So Indiana, Illinois, Ohio all got a good dose of them from a weather front. So that's how they got infested up there, from Arkansas. So who are we going to blame around here? Kansas. Let's blame Kansas. Texas is always sucking, and Kansas is always blowing. And guess who's in between us? That's why we got it. He says, while the alfalfa seems to be the biggest victim to the army worms, they are also taking over cover crops, turf grass, sorghum, and all forages. The moth actually has up to 300 different plants that it will feed on and thrive on. It's partially how lush the growth is, says Young. When with alfalfa that is cut on a regular basis, it has more lush growth more frequently throughout the entire growing season, and so it makes it more vulnerable to the choices of the fall army worm. And problem popped up suddenly? No, it's been here all summer long, along with the grasshoppers. Young has been an extension officer, an agent for 29 years, and he says the army worms ravaging Ohio fields is a first. First time they ever had army worms in Ohio, he's saying. We weren't aware that we were supposed to be scouting for them this year, and what really set it off was suddenly the caterpillars got large enough they were stripping the forage off of plants in 24 to 48 hours. And so it was a shock to the system when we finally realized they were in the numbers they are. I was shocked at the number of moths that were captured in the first week that I had traps out for. Literally 200 plus moths in a week time. I seen that this morning in one corner in alfalfa field, so he ain't got nothing on me, but it's the point it's making. We've seen the fall army worm really much at all. We never seen the fall army worm much at all before here in the fall. That's what's throwing everybody for a loop. A scouting trip made across a 20-acre field last Friday showed no signs of feeding. By Sunday, the field was gone. Young said scouting for the insect can be difficult. While you may not notice feeding in the beginning, army worms can be lurking in the fields, hanging on to forage at an angle that can only be spotted by above. That was a situation he found in Ohio on the onset of the army worm infestation. Guys, keep an eye out for those army worms. I know you're out there planting, getting your fall stuff in, but just keep an eye out. Tomorrow we got Elk City Livestock Auction will be going on. Know some guys taking some cattle in there today to see Brandon Hickey and his guys there, his people there. They'll take care of you. Sale starts in the morning, goes all day. Last week I remember they had 13 or 1600 head, and then Monday will be the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction over there east of Clinton along I-40. By what is that, Cherokee? Yep, the Cherokee truck stop there. So call Brandon Hickey for any of your selling or buying needs. If you need cattle sold or bought, he's man to take care of you. With the wheat was slightly lower overnight. Ethanol output surges to the highest in a month. Wheat futures are modestly lower in overnight trading as some rain fell in parts of the southern plains where hard red winter wheat is being planted. And that'd be right here in the middle of our listening area. Somebody's got a chance to text me on see if anybody's planting any wheat down there in Kiowa County or Greer or Jackson. I'd love to know if you guys were doing that down there. The rains this week favored parts of Colorado and Central Texas, Western Oklahoma, Texas Panhandle. That's good because those ones that already had their wheat in down south of here, they was needing a drink already. Late rain was forecast in parts of southeastern Kansas and northeastern Texas yesterday. Eastern Nebraska might see some light precipitation today and tomorrow. Still tempering losses are forecast from limited rain this weekend and may allow moisture shortages to start building in western and southwestern parts of the southern plains. That's us. In the past week, Russia, Canada, and France have all lowered their production forecasts, which also may be underpinning pinning wheat prices. Soybean futures were slightly higher overnight, despite a report showing cancellation of two orders for U.S. supplies. Exporters reported the cancellation of 132,000 metric tons of soybeans by China and 196,000 metric tons by an unnamed country, the USDA reported yesterday. Sales have been on a roll of late, with export sales reported in four straight sessions through Monday. Ethanol production jumped to its highest level last month. Production in the 7 days that ended September 10th averaged 937,000 barrels. That was up from 923,000 barrels from last week, and it's the highest level since that week ended on August 13th. The FDA reported it in its report. In the Midwest, by far the biggest producing region, Output averaged 881,000 barrels a day, up from 870,000 barrels from last week. So anyway, there's your report on ethanol and weather all over the country. And appreciate you guys listening today. And I want you guys to go get pick up your Penny News and check it out. I had a text on the text line. I wanted to appreciate it. I appreciate it from Mr. Dameron over there south of Sayre. He said that was a nice picture of me and my cow in the Penny News. I appreciate the compliment. That's Reba. Everybody wants to know her name's not in the Penny News, but that's Reba. We named her Reba and appreciate everything. And also just got a text in from one of the guys real quick. He said, didn't know army worms have helmets and carry little guns. Well, they must have something because they can eat up alfalfa or anything else in a hurry. So you guys have a great day and God bless.
This is KECO, Elk City.
An urgent appeal for help. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Florida police and the family of a woman who has not returned from a cross-country trip are pleading for any information on her whereabouts. Fox's Grinnell Scott has this live.
Lisa, Gabby Petito was last heard from in late August while on a trip with her boyfriend. Her family reported her missing last week. Northport Police Chief Todd Garrison.
We have investigators working diligently around the clock as well as with the FBI.
Gabby's boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, now a person of